Thank you for choosing to listen to Number One Reruns. We are Zoe and Carla, and each episode we get pop culture nostalgic after asking the listeners one simple question. Give us a date.
That's right, and this time we are heading back to the 9th of May 1987. Let's go. Zoe.
Hello, Carla.
So, as we just said, this week we are heading back to the 9th of May 1987. And this one was sent in by Tina via a very nice iTunes review. So, thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
And this date was her 18th birthday.
And then she put in brackets, showing my age. FNAF. Wait. Oh, no. Hang on. Oh, Tina's only 1 year younger than us. Is that right?
Oh, in 1987?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. What are you talking about? Oh, sorry. You're the intelligent one. What's going on?
I know.
In 1987, we were 9.
Yeah. Tina's actually significantly older than us. Sorry, Tina.
Oh, all right. Look. She's written us a really nice review. Don't have a pop at her.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, look, she's the one who said show her my age. I'm just agreeing with her.
She's not significantly older than us, is she?
No, right. Well.
I think it's a bit tight, that. A bit tight. Sorry, Tina. Shall we go into the number one song on this date? Because it's a really good one.
Yes, let's.
Okay, the number one song in the UK on this date is Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship.
As soon as I hear that song, it mainly makes me think of doing karaoke in Nashville.
Oh. And who did you duet with?
Spencer, my friend Spencer.
Oh. Did you do the lady parts or the men parts?
I mean, I think we'd had a few, so I'm not sure it was that.
Okay.
Well, no, it probably was actually, because they probably did have like the different colours on the screen.
Because I often think with duets, sometimes the men get the better lines. If you listen to duets, like when we used to like sing along in the record shop and stuff, like Don't You Want Me, he has better lines, really. I just had to come in about being a waitress in a cocktail bar. Well, you know.
Well, okay, so that's one example. I don't think that's the case for...
Ooh. I don't know. I think, especially for you, I think Jason's got the better lines.
I haven't ever looked into it that deeply.
I do. In Greece, Danny usually has the better lines. It's quite a problem.
That's one I do recognise, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Starship. Obviously, it doesn't make me think of you and Spencer duetting. Thankfully, I wasn't there to see it. It just reminds me of Mannequin.
Well, yeah, of course.
Which we'll never get to talk about because I don't think that was ever number one in the cinema.
Is it not?
Should have been.
I have seen Mannequin, but I don't remember rating it that much.
Oh, come on. I think Mannequin, and I'm gonna give it a title here. I think it is the best bad film ever made. Oh. Because it is a bad film. I recognise it's a bad film, but it's so good that it's no longer bad. Do you know what I mean?
What about Weird Science? Is that not a worse bad film? A better bad film?
Definitely not. Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
One of her first.
Yeah.
Major film roles.
Yep.
She'd been acting before that. I saw her in Columbo when she was about 16. But not just me, lots of people saw her.
I know, it wasn't just a
special one-off that he made for me, yeah. Though I wish he had. But I just love it because it's so feel good. I don't think you can watch Mannequin and not feel absolutely joyous watching it.
Sorry. Is this is this a ploy to talk about something related to Starship because you don't have anything to say about Starship?
No, I've got a few things to say about Starship, but I just know what's coming up the rest of the show, and I think this is going to take up a big chunk of it because it's slim picking to the rest. And yet again, you've revealed what I'm doing to the audience. You never get it, do you?
Blatantly obvious what you're doing. If people have listened to these a couple of times, they know damn well what you're up to.
Well, do you want to say anything else about this song other than the fact that it's magnificent?
I think it is a magnificent song. I do think I know most of the words to it, and it's definitely brings back good memories for me. And I think it's a classic 80s tune. I also don't like Starship. Like, they didn't, did they have much success, like, with much else?
Well, as Starship, they had We Built This City.
Oh, yeah, which isn't as good a song, but is a good song nonetheless.
Originally, way, way back in, like, the mid-60s, they were Jefferson Airplane, if you have heard of them.
Jefferson Starship.
So they were originally Jefferson Airplane, and they made White Rabbit and Somebody to Love. And then I think they lost some members, or members left, and they became Jefferson Starship. And then it evolved to just Starship.
There you go. See, you've got lots to say about Starship.
I'm all over it.
Okay, that's it, really.
Oh, all right. All right, that's the end of that, is it?
Yeah.
Let's move on to what the number one film was. The number one film in America on this date was The Secret of My Success.
See, now I thought you'd have a lot to say about this, being a Michael J. Fox fan.
Mm.
Oh, but you don't.
I really don't. I was going to try and talk about Back to the Future, but I think you will rumble me yet again. I saw this film when it came out, well, obviously 1987, which was 2 years after Back to the Future. And I saw it, obviously, because I loved Marty McFly and all of that. But this film was so different. And we were 9 years old at the time. I just didn't get it.
No, but I have I was just Googling it because I wanted to make sure that what I have in my head is right. I have this real visual of him giving out mail. Mm. And that's what he was. He was the mailroom guy in it.
Yeah, so I think the story was that he moved to New York for a job, and then it fell through, so he had to go and work as a mail boy, even though he was overqualified, and he kind of moonlighted as an executive.
Yes, exactly.
I think he saved the company or something like that.
And he got the girl.
Of course he got the girl. Yeah, as a kid, it just didn't really do anything for me, to be honest. And I'm not sure I've watched it since. I must have watched it since because I knew what the plot was. But yeah, it's not left a lasting impression on me.
No, 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. For me to remember that he was a mailroom employee, I must have seen it relatively recently. So
it's not one that you see a lot, though, is it? It's not one that like crops up on telly a lot or that you see on streaming a lot. Not over here. It might be in America. I don't know. Mm. But here, it's not one that really has stood the test of time so much, I would say, in terms of repeats on telly.
No, agreed.
Well, what I was going to say was that we went and saw the Back to the Future musical, didn't we?
You can't talk about that. So the jump is, Michael J. Fox was in this film. Mm-hmm. He was also in another film called Back to the Future. We went to see a musical, Back to the Future, which Michael J. Fox wasn't in.
Correct. I was going to say how great it was and what a wonderful time I had.
Oh, okay.
I loved it. Made me cry a couple of times.
No, it was good. But I don't think we can go from The Secret of My Success to that.
I think it's okay.
Fine.
Well, we've done it now, haven't we? We've done it. It's done.
Oh, okay. That's it.
You know, I just had a really nice time. I enjoyed it. Embarrassed you with all the photos.
Yeah, we were ridiculous with the photos.
Look, they had a clock tower there, Now, if you think I'm not going to stand in front of a clock tower, you've got nothing coming. Then they add a flux capacitor on the wall. Yes, I'm going to stand in front of that. And then obviously I'm going to do the Michael J. Fox pose outside the theatre.
Obviously.
And we have a Shake Shack. What a day.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Let's move on to what you would have been watching on telly.
I don't know if I'd have been watching it back in 1987, nor did I watch it in 2022, but I've gone with Eurovision because, well, at the point when we received through Tina's request, we were in fever pitch with Eurovision in the UK. And I thought, when I saw that it had been on, I thought, oh, that's a good thing to talk about. I'm not a Eurovision aficionado by any stretch of the imagination. There were a couple of years where I watched it in the vain hope that we'd do well. And then the one year that we do well, I was nowhere near it. I don't mind a bit of it, but I have learnt my lesson of not watching it for hours on end, except I should have watched it for hours on end this year because we actually did really well.
I think Eurovision, you have to watch it with people.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If you're at home by yourself, don't even bother to put it on. It's not going to be any fun.
No. It has to be one of those things that you have it on, but you're not really watching it because there's too many of you there and you're having a chin wag or a drink or whatever it may be. I don't think it's something you really watch per se, you know, and pay attention necessarily.
I used to as a kid. I mean, I would have been watching it throughout my entire childhood. We, me, my mum and my dad always used to watch Eurovision. And we used to sit there with a scorecard and we used to score every single song and eat Spam sandwiches.
Oh, I feel like you've told me this before.
I think this came up when we were talking about Bucks Fizz because they're, and I'm not gonna talk about Bucks Fizz again because I know that I go a bit too mad and get into very odd territory with my obsession. But I think it probably came up during that episode.
Yeah, the Spam is very specific.
It wasn't my choice. My dad liked to eat Spam sandwiches specifically whilst we were watching Eurovision. Don't know why, because we'd already had dinner. I'm not sure what happened. But each time now someone says Eurovision, you know, like sometimes you just like, I just think of Spam. That's what I think of.
I don't think that's what the look they were going for.
I don't think so either. And I haven't eaten Spam in God knows how long.
Well, I don't know if I've ever eaten Spam.
I think now I'd find it maybe a bit too sickly. But as a kid, I quite liked it.
Oh, sickly? Why is it sickly?
A bit greasy.
Oh, yeah, not sickly, though. Not like you. Sickly for me is if something's really sweet.
No, I don't know. Because, you know, like if something's a bit too greasy, it makes you feel a bit uncool.
Used to eat quite a bit of corned beef as a kid. Is it on same?
It's similar to that, but like a slimier version. It's got like a slimier texture.
Oh. Did you have butter as well?
Yeah.
I think it would need butter.
I don't remember, other than the Bucks's one, I don't remember any standout moment from Eurovision at all, to be honest.
Well, you must have watched it. You must have watched it when Katrina and the Waves.
I was annoyed because that meant the Bucks Fizz weren't the reigning champions. So that's all I remember.
Oh. Okay.
Livid.
Didn't realise that was a sore subject.
Don't get me started on that. We all know that Bucks Fizz are the ultimate winners. Forget ABBA. Let's talk about Bucks Fizz.
Do you think, okay, here's an interesting one because you like a bit of ABBA.
As does all of the world other than you.
Yeah. Would you rate Bucks Fizz above ABBA?
No. Oh, that'd be silly for me. ABBA are one of the greatest pop bands of all time.
Oh, okay.
Bucks Fizz are my personal favourites, and I love them dearly, but you can't argue that ABBA are probably top five bands ever.
Yeah.
So this year, I did look it up. I don't normally Google anything to do with the podcast before we go on air, but I did just to get, because I do the cover art, if you like, for the promos.
I think that's stretching it, cover art.
I don't know what else to call it. We put out, if you haven't seen our social media, we put out little promos of like a clip of like 30 seconds or something that's coming up, and it's always on a backdrop of the things that we're talking about. So I Googled Eurovision 87 to get something to put on it. And Ireland won that year, Johnny Logan.
Hold me now. That one. Don't cry.
Yes, how did you know that?
I love that song.
Doesn't like ABBA. Big fan of Johnny Logan.
Yeah.
That sums you up.
I think it was on one of my Now CDs.
Mm.
And, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. So that was the winner this year. Ireland used to walk it, didn't they, all the time?
Well, Johnny, didn't he win it twice?
I think he'd won it twice. But aren't Ireland have got to have won the Eurovision more than any other country?
Have they?
I would have thought so. Because when you think of how many times it's hosted in Ireland, because it's always whoever wins it then hosts it. Ireland have hosted it more than any other country.
Oh, he's won it three times. He won it in 1980 with What's Another Year. Never heard of it. Then he wrote the runner-up in 1984. Then he won in 1987 with Hold Me Now. And then he won in 1992 as the composer of the winning entry, Why Me?
Mm.
Let's see. Who has won Eurovision the most?
Which country?
Sorry, hang on a second. Did you just tell me how to Google something? Oh, correct. Seven victories, Ireland. Then Sweden with six. Luxembourg, France, Netherlands and us with five.
Right, so name our five. So we've got Bucks Fizz, Katrina, Cliff, Lulu, Sandy Shaw. Actually, maybe Cliff didn't win it. Maybe that was the controversy, that everyone thought Cliff would win it, but he didn't.
I didn't even get a word in edgeways there. Sandy Shaw was first with Puppet on a String. Hang on, I'll tell you, bear with. Oh, God, it's giving me the privacy policy. I don't want the privacy policy. Then Lulu, Boom Bang Bang, Boom Bang. Oh, that was it, Brotherhood of Man.
Oh, of course.
Interesting that Engelbert Humperdinck represented the UK.
Not so long ago. Fairly recently.
2012. How weird.
Random. We've finally been forgiven, it seems, because they hated us for years, didn't they? Used to give us no points. And now we've redeemed ourselves somewhat and we were allowed up on the board quite high this time as well.
Well, second.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. I like Sam Ryder. He seems like a good bloke.
Yeah, I can't say I'm really into the song. I don't really get the fuss, but I like him.
Yeah.
And I'm pleased that he's doing well.
Yeah, exactly. He's also, took advantage of it as much as he could at the party at the palace as well. Don't talk about it.
Oh, teaser. Is that a little teaser to what the next episode might be, yeah, Barry?
A little teaser, Carla.
Oh, that'd get them subscribing in their droves.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Watch this space. The problem is now, well, this is a whole political hot potato, but depending on, obviously Ukraine won it, didn't they? Depending on what the situation is in Ukraine, will it come to the UK? But either way, if it doesn't come to the UK next year, I'll feel obliged to watch it because I'll get FOMO like I have had done this year if we start doing well.
Well, maybe we should watch it together.
That's even worse.
I'll bring round some Spam sandwiches.
I'll provide the corned beef.
I can't guarantee I'll stay up to the results. They go on a bit late, don't they?
No, that's the problem. It's like you and me at New Year.
Well, I don't know. We lasted to about 11 last New Year. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess. It's missing the point, though, really, isn't it?
Okay. Well, I'll get the point. I'll make an effort.
No, that's all right. I'm sick of you by that point of the day anyway, so...
Look, is my face really the first one you want to see when you enter a new year?
Also, I like the fact you've decided that I'm spending this coming new year with you. I might have big plans this year.
That's what I was just going to say, that actually I'm too busy. That's why you won't see me. Right, moving on.
Yeah.
I would have been watching Elf.
I liked a bit of Elf.
Yeah, I liked Elf at the time.
I was actually quite a really, really quite a big fan of Elf.
Okay.
Elf and Bigfoot and the Hendersons were sort of like on a par with each other in terms of, you know, not alien, but, you know, like outsider comes into a family kind of.
Mm. And they were a similar time as well, weren't they?
Yeah. Didn't we talk about this when we talked about Bigfoot and the Hendersons and how I got myself a bit confused because Bigfoot and the Hendersons. Oh, no, it was a sitcom. I was going to say because Bigfoot and the Hendersons was a film, but it was also a sitcom, but it was called Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, no.
Basically, it's interesting that they were both out at the same time.
It was obviously a trend, wasn't it, at that point? Yeah. So, Alf, I don't know if it'd be funny now. I've got to be honest, probably not. I'd imagine it's one of those that probably hasn't stood up, but I've got nothing to base it on because I haven't seen it in years.
Hmm.
The first thing I think of when I think of Alf is he'll say something witty and then it'd almost be canned laughter would come
yes.
in.
Yes. Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Like one of those American shows, like a real kind of its time American sitcom.
You know what's really funny? One of the questions that's come up is, why was Alf cancelled? Alf was cancelled because of what it was about. Since the alien could only interact with members of his own family, there was a limited number of storylines. They just run out of ideas.
So I think he crash-landed.
Yeah.
And they found him, and to stop, I don't know, people experimenting on him or whatever, they took him into their home. What I remember is that he used to want to eat the family cat because cats were like a delicacy where he came from. Oh, yeah. And that was kind of the comedy. It wasn't done in a nasty way. It was like a comedy moment. He never did eat the cat. Let's just, you know, put it
but
out
didn't,
there.
But weren't there think times where I can think about like times where he was like sort of close... caught like close to the cat, sort of poised with his mouth open kind of thing.
Yeah that was always the kind of comedy element.
Yeah
I guess it was quite limited because there was only four members of the family, I think, wasn't there? There was mum, dad, son, daughter, right?
Yeah, that's I didn't remember that. Was that the last episode was him being caught by the military?
No, I don't remember that.
Apparently, he's just about to return to his family, the alien family, and then the US military capture him, and the episode ends with "to be continued." But that wasn't supposed to be the final episode.
Oh, that's ending on a bit of a downer then.
Yeah, isn't it? A bit macabre, isn't it?
I feel a bit sad now.
Sorry. But yeah, interesting that it wasn't supposed to be the final episode. But then what would they have done? They couldn't have gone through a whole thing of like when he got caught and... See, that's typical, like they came up with the premise of this show and didn't really think through how far they'd be able to take it. Then they thought, well, what's the option? Well, we can make out that he gets caught by the US military. And then when they started to write for it, they go, oh, well, none of this is very funny. And then the problem just decides to can it. Well, it's not going to be funny when he gets caught by the army, is it?
And they do experiments on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Elf wired up.
Yeah. Electroshock or whatever they would do. It's not that make for a good sitcom, does it?
No canned laughter there, is there?
No.
I've just suddenly remembered this as we were talking. I'd completely forgotten I had one. I had an Elf cuddly toy. I remember that.
I can imagine you would.
It was really, really furry.
Oh. Oh, the way you said that.
You need to be thick.
That's all right, I've swallowed it.
Yeah, I'd completely forgotten I had that. Of course I had that. Of course I did.
Yeah, you probably just hinted that you... liked
I probably happened to glance at Elf once on the telly, and next thing I know, the entire house is filled with Elf memorabilia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Have you got anything else to say about Elf?
No, only that I now want to have a look at some Elf clips just to remember what his voice was like.
We always do this, and this is, you know, this is the flaw that we try to do the show by going in and talking about what we remember so that it's not prompted by things that are just up on YouTube or whatever. But then, like, I watched Pretty Woman after we talked about it. I would have had so much more to say if I'd have watched it beforehand, because it was really, really good, and I'd forgotten how good it was until I rewatched it.
Would you like me to watch an episode of Elf, and then we can do like a, you know, like a revisit it at a later date?
No, I don't think anyone's waiting for that to happen.
No, so that's my point. Just go with the flow. I do just want to listen to his voice because I can't remember. I thought he had a more of a, he just sounds like a bloke.
Okay, so I just had to cut that, but Zoe just listened. She didn't listen to a full episode. I'm going to sit here like a chump for half an hour. But, yeah, you listen to a bit. Just normal American geezer voice, right?
Yeah.
Shall we tell people how they can get a date on the show if they want to be like Tina?
Why don't we? Yes. So if you would like to request a date, you can do so via social media at Number One Rerun. Or you can send us an email at number1rerun@hotmail.com, or you can submit a review on iTunes, as Tina kindly did, and put your date in the review. And your date has to be any time from 1978 to today, which is our lifetime.
Perfect. And also, it has to be a nice review. You know, don't slag us off and then expect us to do a date or something.
Well, you'd have to be an idiot, wouldn't you, if you
put it in. Well, we don't make it clear. We don't make it clear.
I don't think that needs to be said, Carla.
Oh, you know. Thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you to Tina for taking the time to write a review. We like everyone sending in dates, but when it's on the review, it's really nice because that's when, you know, you've made a real effort there. So we do appreciate it.
And we should say, Carla, shouldn't we, that we're up to, well, last time you looked, because I never look, we were up to 69 reviews.
Yes.
It would be lovely to tip it over into the 70s, wouldn't it?
69 five-star reviews. That's pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I'm not even sure I'd give us, I mean, I did give us five to kick us off, obviously. Two of those are, I mean, really, we've had 67 because one's me, one's Zoe on those reviews. But
did I do it?
Well, maybe not. Yeah, maybe Zoe didn't bother. So one of those definitely would have been mine early doors. But 5 stars, I think that's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, unsolicited in most cases too. So that's even...
We never ask for reviews. I can't bear. That's a real pet peeve of mine, is when I'm listening to podcasts and the first thing they say, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to look, and it just really winds me up. So I always vowed I would never do that.
Oh, we've just done it though.
Well, no, we've said that, you know, that we've given them many options as to how to give us a date. But, you know, it's nice to thank people. We do appreciate it. Even though we don't talk about it, we do appreciate all the reviews. Thank you.
Will you be annoyed with me if we mention the latest one who thanked us for doing their date, but we don't know what date it is they did?
No, I won't be annoyed. Someone thanked us for doing the date. Thank you very much. But your username is obviously different. So we're not sure who you are, but whoever you are, thank you. It was really nice that you did that.
Yeah, thank you.
So... thank you very much to Tina. I do apologise that Zoe called you old. I don't think you're old.
I mean, Carla, you and I are old.
You know what? The other day, my mum took a picture of me and I looked at it and I just thought, God, you look so old.
Oh, really? Oh, no, you just look the same as you did when you were 18. The good parts of that and the bad parts.
You got dangerously close to complimenting me, so you let's just make this clear. I'm not being nice to you.
Well, I'm half being nice.
Oh, I can see it. Oh, I shouldn't smile too much. Brings out the wrinkles. That's the problem, isn't it? Laughter lines, they call them, don't they?
You don't smile that much, so...
No, thank God, because when I did, oh, crow's feet galore.
Could you imagine what you would look like if you actually did break a smile every now and again? Haggard old woman.
On that note, thank you for listening and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you. Bye.